This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, Cameron Wilson played his golf for the Stanford Cardinal and earlier this year became the third Cardinal to win the individual NCAA Men's Championship, and he has now turned professional. It's a pleasure to welcome Cameron Wilson to the Augusta Golf Show for the first time. Hello, Cameron.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. I know you're done with school, but there's still a test here for you. You're the third Cardinal. Who were the other two?
Tiger and Sandy Tatum.
Good for you. Good. Have you had the chance to meet Tiger?
I've met Tiger a couple times, and I've also been lucky to meet Sandy a couple times. So, good list to be on.
That's a great list to be on. Sandy Tatum is a jewel for the game of golf.
Couldn't agree more. Yeah, I'm really excited to have my name on that list with both of those guys. And you know, a lot of people don't know Sandy was a Rhodes Scholar in addition to being an NCAA champ. So. I don't know if I'll be a Rhodes Scholar, but hopefully I can win some tournaments like Tiger. Got to live up to both of those names.
So. There you go. Talk to me a little bit about turning professional. Was there ever a chance you were going to come out early?
Lead school early, you mean?
Yeah.
No, that wasn't going to happen. I think everybody's situation is different, but I was always planning on graduating and, never felt like I had the right time or the right opportunity to turn pro. So I wasn't really a thought of mine.
And once you got into your senior year, you were always gonna get through the NCAAs, and that was a goal of yours, wasn't it?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I wasn't gonna leave school without my diploma.
When we see you this weekend, will we see some logos? Any sponsorship deals already lined up? Talk a little bit about how that goes when you're first turning professional.
Yeah, I'm lucky to have three sponsors right now. One being Callaway Golf, another being Izod, whose clothing I'm wearing, and another being Lennox Advisors, which is a financial management company based up here in the Northeast. I think the offices in New York and sort of Connecticut, New Jersey, Tri-State area. And so those companies have been great, and I'm excited to be with them for the next couple of years. And all people are great, and they've been great to lend some support to me as I set my pro career.
The probably the only thing you and I have in common is we play the game left-handed. You mentioned Callaway.
Okay.
You mentioned Callaway. Were you playing Callaway's in school? Talk to me about clubs and a sponsorship. Will you be playing Callaway's now?
Yeah, I've had some Callaway stuff in the bag for a while. I think the first thing I used were the wedges and the fairway wood, but I've tried a bunch of their stuff, and so I've got more than that in the bag this week. And certainly Callaway has a huge commitment to making good lefty stuff, obviously with Phil being on their staff, and so that was attractive to me. And, you know, they make good stuff other than that. They make good stuff, period, but they especially have a commitment to making good lefty stuff.
We are talking with Cameron Wilson from Stanford about turning professional this week. I think that's important, and if you're not a left-handed golfer, you can't relate to that. Was Phil's participation in that, was that something as a left-handed golfer you looked at and thought about?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. They have more lefty stock than other companies. Sometimes they even make stuff in lefty before they make it in ready. So, to me, that made it obvious that they had a commitment to making good lefty product, and I'm excited to keep using it.
Do you have a left-hander story about somebody in your past trying to turn you around and get you to play right-handed?
No, I think it was pretty clear from the time I was young and learning to play that I wanted to play lefty, and my mom asked some people, said, what should we do? And I guess her friends said, leave him alone. Like, I mean, I was five, so who even knew that I wanted to play golf past the age of five, right? What if I turned eight and decided I didn't want to play anymore?
Sure.
So I said, okay, sure. So here I am, I'm lefty still.
The process of turning professional, have there been any surprises, any little bumps in the road, anything you didn't expect?
To be honest, not really. I think I've been excited to be in this position and hoping I could play pro golf for a while now. So to be here is really cool. It's been fun to be at the Travelers. It's been fun to make this debut in my home state. I guess there's a few things you learn every week. Sort of learn golf course every week and some of the logistical stuff. It's different getting around at a tour event compared to a college or amateur event, but all very welcome problems to have.
Are you comfortable getting up there and playing practice rounds with somebody and asking to join them and asking your fellow pros now the ins and outs and where to eat and where to sleep and things like that?
Yeah, well, all the eating, like where to eat and where to stay, I know pretty well since I'm in Connecticut. We'll see.
Good point.
We'll see in a couple of weeks when I'm really on the road. But as far as the golf course, yeah, I mean, I talked to a couple of pros and they gave me some good advice and, you know, there's a little bit of guys who don't want to just shut all their secrets, but there's also just as many guys that are really nice and want to help out the younger guys and will go out of their way to make sure that you're doing well.
You're also in the John Deere. What are your goals? What do you want to accomplish in the next month and two, and what do you have to accomplish?
Yeah, you know, obviously there's a lot of upside to playing well, but I don't really want to pay attention to that. I just want to play well and have fun in my first couple starts, and if I do that, everything will take care of itself.
Well, congratulations on the NCAA Individual Championship, Cameron, and congratulations on all of this. Now, let's go win a golf tournament and let's get back on the program.
Hey, I agree.
Thanks, Cameron.
Thanks very much.